The Sentai Review, episode 96. Reboot successful? All right, another Wednesday is another Sentai, and this, I guess, is an important one, or more like a current events one, which is, that's like, yeah, because we always talk about the past, so this
now
one,
we're in the present.
This one is in the present, so...
Interdimensional.
Because we usually take you back to the past to talk about those costumes that suck ass.
It's almost
ass.
Like the show is caught in a time warp.
Stop viewing that plot hole, Shane. Stop it. I see you judging that plot hole.
William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Nick the Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone. All right, here we go. So, we watched a Power Rangers movie.
Not a Power Rangers movie. The Power Rangers movie.
We watched Power Rangers, because if I say we watched a Power Rangers movie, that's actually the first Rangers movie.
Yep.
It was called Power Rangers, a Power Rangers movie.
Yep.
I thought that was Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
I think
Turbo.
The first one actually
no,
said.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie.
They changed it later to just Power Rangers, the movie.
Changing it later doesn't fix the fact. That's just like you can't tag on Secret of the. You can't tag on Turtles in Time to Turtles 3 and then think that's right.
Oh, you mean like George Lucas by adding shit?
Yeah, it's not the same thing. You can't just add or
take
away the subtitle.
Oh, you are right. They did add that later in Turtles 3, Turtles in Time.
Because they wanted to associate it with the game to sell stuff. But the original cut
was
Turtles 3. That on there.
Was just Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles 3. Turtles 3. Just like, I'm almost 100% sure, and I think even the Nostalgia Critic makes fun of it. When the very first original title came up, it said, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, a Power Rangers movie. And he was like... What?
Yeah.
He was like, just a
now, see,
movie?
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't remember that. I just remember Turbo being Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
I wonder if Turbo is the more one I'm thinking about all the time. But to be fair, that's the first Power Rangers movie.
Sad but true, yeah.
The first one is not in continuity. This one is a reboot, supposedly in continuity.
Okay.
Not sure how that works.
Yeah.
Remember, when they first released this movie, they said they were going to follow all previous continuity, and some of it is there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to get around to talking about that. So let's just call this...
a good Power Rangers movie.
We'll call this Universe 57. Because why the fuck not?
This is the movie that fucking proved it.
I'm confused.
So we're going to call it Saban's Power Rangers, a movie that fucking proved it.
Yes. This movie fixes one major ridiculous plot hole.
Oh, the interdimensional time
he
warp.
He is interdimensional.
Yeah.
Because the morphing grid.
Stuck in the ship matrix and could have walked through the morphing grid to
at
come back
to life. At least they explained it better.
Yeah.
But see, he's there and he's talking to those others.
Yep.
So he's somehow.
Sometimes when he's not there in the wall of the ship, he's in the tube.
Oh, God.
Somebody kill me now, please.
Interdimensional, Shane.
In a time loop.
Wouldn't this just be
he jumps
not
back
amused.
And forth.
Not amused.
Wouldn't this just be an alternate universe then at that point? One that just
alternate
happens to be
dimension.
Parallel?
And since he's interdimensional, he goes over and helps those guys, too.
So he helps multiple universe rangers.
And planets in multiple universes.
Yep.
At least they explained it.
He's an interdimensional being.
At least they explained it.
And we're trying to ruin this movie.
And the time warp works now, too. Because if he is floating through time in different dimensions, this movie is still those guys, but taking place at this time, and the other one was taking place in the 90s, but they're both taking place at the same time.
So
Shane,
the moment that when Tommy went into the command center and ripped it apart, he's like, oh, no, I'm going over here now.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, guys.
And that's when all of a sudden he was like, bam.
He's like, I'm Zordon.
He showed up, and he's like, I already screwed that up. So I'm going to talk to you guys now. You are the Power Rangers.
I think.
Thank you. Awesome. We're Power Rangers. Yes.
Why can't you guys morph?
Yeah, he's like, I don't
know. Why do you guys suck?
He's like, something's wrong with your dimension.
I'm getting out of here again.
Oh, wait a minute. I feel I'm getting a call. Interdimensional.
Exactly. And then, yeah, so when he wasn't in the wall, he went back to deal with the other ones.
And like, Zordon, where you been? Man, I went to a dimension and they couldn't morph. It was hilarious.
This movie should be called Power Rangers. Plot Hole Explained.
No, plot hole filled.
Fuck, no, it can't be.
Why?
Because our theory is that the Zordon from our show in the 90s was the Green Ranger. Because
he was in that dimension. He's an interdimensional being.
Well, we fucked up. Because
no,
he's
we didn't.
Actually the Red Ranger.
No, we didn't.
Well, to be
he's
fair,
interdimensional.
And
he's
interdimensional. And to be fair, it's only
oh,
a
so
theory.
He's both the green and the red.
Depending on which dimension you want to go to and at what time you want to go there.
Okay. Which, by the way, that's another thing. We gotta like triple
okay.
down on we called
before
it.
Before we even start this episode, let's pat ourselves on the back for what was right and what we'll get to what was wrong. We messed up some things.
Just a couple.
But this guy right here,
well, Mr.
Scott,
Action
Scott,
Jackson.
Scott gets a, you were right.
I was right.
When we were talking about the part where the girl, when
Rita was
Rita
jumping
lands
on, something.
On that thing, uh-huh. and we thought it had to be a statue.
Yeah.
Or just a chair.
He thought it was a dude that she was landing on. We didn't. And in my defense, I said, there's no way they're going to let it be that fucking violent. It's Power Rangers. Holy shit.
Were
okay.
you wrong?
We'll get to that. We'll talk about it. But he was right. That was a dude
yeah.
in that chair.
Yeah.
And he's dead as shit.
Yeah, when she landed, I'm like, I looked over at Jeremy and I was like, Is he dead?
Because I got a feeling he's dead as
oh,
shit.
Oh, dude, because when
that's
she landed.
That's okay. When that shit happened, I turned to Scott and I was like, looks like you were right.
Yeah. When she landed on him and his body went limp.
Oh, let me just go ahead and put this in here. Spoilers!
Spoilers!
Oh, yeah.
BT Dubs.
Don't worry.
Future Scott, rewind the video. Put in a spoilers
We're just going to talk. There's no way I can do this review holding back because we got a lot to talk about
and a lot of stuff
to go over.
All right.
So,
just
spoilers.
Rewind it back and then stamp it. And then
so,
stamp it again
here
just to
go.
Remind people,
that,
hey, assholes.
That was
stamps.
His.
Right.
Yeah. He won. He won that. Seth was right.
Yep.
I can't reach you.
She
but...
was easily the Green Ranger.
Right.
Yeah.
No, she was totally not the Green Ranger. She just
but
had a green power coin.
She was tapping
suit.
Into the
On
green.
A side note, I was right. I argued with Ryan that something is wrong with her. She can't access the power. And I'm right, because if you see her at the start of the movie, she has full access to the costume with the wand.
Yep.
She is a ranger.
Yes.
And not just being corrupted takes the power away. That's wrong. He's wrong. I'm right. There's something wrong with her powers, because she was already betraying them and the power was there. She was in the suit.
Yeah.
When she got hit with that explosion
yep.
and died, when she came back, that's when her morphing was different, because
mm-hmm.
she was like, let me show you my fucking sweet ass power, and she's pulling energy from the coin, but she's not turning fully.
Yep.
They explain why she can't do that, but I was right, she can't do it. There
so
is
she,
something
so
wrong
she wasn't
with
a
and,
full Green Ranger
and
right.
not anymore
hold up and
because she can't connect with people. She can't connect with people. We learned that in this movie, that you have to be connected to your group, and you kind of have to feed off of everybody like a brotherly love thing.
That's a lot like in Time
Feel
Force,
the love.
Where the Rangers yep. cannot morph unless they have a Red Ranger.
And let's go ahead and give it to Saban. Saban said that they would be acknowledging different forms of continuity throughout the years. If you don't have every Ranger, your power doesn't work.
Right.
That was told to us in Time Force.
Yep.
And as another bonus to myself, I can't remember who posted it. I think it was Scotty. But in the group page on Facebook, it was like, oh, by the way, there's going to be an after credit scene. And I said, oh, it's either going to be Tommy or Zed. Who was the after credit scene?
Bueller.
Everybody knew.
Bueller.
Tommy. Everybody knew.
Tommy Oliver.
But
Tommy Oliver.
Cameos were done right.
Yes.
Yep. We'll get to that.
Yeah, it wasn't a Ghostbusters cameo.
It wasn't a Ghostbusters
cameo.
It was
that
odd
shit right.
cameo. But
I loved it. We'll get
yeah.
to it. We'll get to it.
It was still a good cameo compared to what was it done in Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Oh, just level 5, blah, 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 random bullshit, blah, 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 but I don't go to Chinatown.
Yeah.
Bye, Bill Murray.
So anyways, that wasn't Bill Murray. Anyways.
Well, I know, when Bill Murray died.
Well,
he
yeah.
died.
Oh,
yes, that's right. why I was like, bye.
Let's please not make this a Ghostbusters 3 podcast. We have enough on the pile already.
Yeah. That's why we have 5 other shows. There's so much shit on the pile.
So anyways, I was right. He's the Red Ranger.
Yep.
When he came out,
and
that red,
red
engine came out.
Totally confirmed in the first 5 minutes of the fucking
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, the first scene.
Which
yeah.
I was loving the fact that he was there
yes.
with them. There's a reason he has the knowledge he has. Oh.
Let's get this.
And we got an interesting little
nod.
Yeah, hold on.
The
okay,
Yellow
before
Ranger?
We go into that, before we go
no,
into that.
No, we're going to get to another nod. A nod
is there anything else that we pointed out that we nailed?
I don't know. I think I was not here for this
one.
Rita was the Green Ranger. Zordon
was
the
red
Ranger. She can't fucking fully
morph.
She killed the dicks
fucking
out of that guy.
Tommy Oliver yep. setting up for movie 2.
She killed the dicks out of that guy.
I
yeah.
just said that.
Yeah, multiple guys. We'll get to that.
Right.
So far, 5 Rangers, 5 pluses for us.
So, yeah, now that we've...
So we have a full team right now.
So let me... I want to start this off.
Okay.
With the whole... This movie had, like what Bill was saying, it took... tropes from previous it took the tropes from the original series, and it took like the whole got to be together to morph, can't morph if one person's missing. That was Time Force.
Okay, let's
but
talk about let's do that real quick before we even go into the movie. Let's do that. Let's do let's talk cameos and nods.
Okay.
That we noticed.
Okay.
Very start. There's an Aquatar Ranger. I'm almost positive that's what she's supposed
to
be.
I think
yeah.
she was.
The Yellow Ranger.
Yeah. The first Yellow Ranger that's shown in the movie.
65 million years in the past.
That's a nod yeah. to
that's
the
a nod.
Sentai.
That's a nod to Super Sentai because...
Yeah, just like there's another nod to Super Sentai when Trini's two brothers are arguing about, like,
yeah,
Coolest Ranger.
Yeah, we want to play
and
with the
she
yellow.
Was like, what about the Yellow Ranger? Oh, yeah, the Yellow Ranger's cool. He is so awesome. And she goes... How do you know it's a guy?
The second I heard that, I was like, yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's clever.
I should have been looking at Shane's like,
yeah.
Shane?
Yeah.
That was trap.
Yeah. Yeah, it's trap.
It's a tarp.
Alpha I.I.I.'s.
Yep.
He not, had a not, couple not of, as often as
he,
the series.
He only did it like once or twice.
Twice.
It was a lot more under control, and I was able to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was like a legitimate like, oh, dicks.
Yeah. When Rita was...
Putties are golems, and they're built from the ground, just like the Sentai.
Yep.
Because the Sentai, when it happens in the Sentai, there's like a ball of clay that kind of builds up from the ground, and then they take shape.
These are just rock monsters.
These are rock monsters, but they're built that way. They come up out of
the Zords. I am okay with that 100%.
When the Zords are coming to town, and the music...
Power Rangers
Go,
go, Power Rangers!
Theme song made an appearance. That was, that was
when,
cool.
When Rita was making Goldar and Make My
Monster
Grow.
And
all of us said, ugh.
And she was kind of saying that when she was making her wand, too. It's like, grow.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, but when
yeah.
she,
I gotta be
when she
honest,
said make my monster grow, it was like make my monster grow.
Yeah, that made me cringe. I feel like she should have. Look.
She should have went over the top and went, make my monster
I'm
going to
tell you
grow!
Something right now. She should have William Shatnered the shit out of that moment. She should have swung
shit.
For the motherfucking
make
fences. Nicolas Cage that
monster.
Motherfucker. Not the bees!
Yeah.
We
yeah.
But she did it.
Grows!
She at least did it.
Which is a trope to the original.
Yep.
So.
Mm.
So.
Trying
what
to
else?
Think if there's any others.
There's
any other nods you can think of?
Nods.
It's morphin time.
Oh yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Do,
oh, he did say that.
They
didn't
finally
he?
Morphed.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Before they finally morphed,
that's
a, said
that's.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that the whole movie.
There's a nod to the original casting being changed with the fact that Billy was originally supposed to be played by Walter.
Yep. Yep.
And yeah, so that's.
I had
there.
To explain that yeah. to a few people who were thinking that was a. Kind of a racist thing to say. Like, if you yep. know the original backstory, it's not.
So that's,
no,
that
actually,
was addressed.
Yep.
I don't know if we've ever gone over this before. Did anyone ever notice Billy's last name?
Cranston?
Yeah, Cranston. Yeah,
yeah
we know.
Yeah.
What about it?
He was purposely named that after Bryan Cranston, because Bryan Cranston actually worked on Mighty Morphin Power
His name
Rangers.
Has always been Cranston.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
always
I know.
Been.
No, that's what I'm saying. Even back then, Bryan Cranston worked on Power Rangers. In Mighty Morphin. He was actually
yeah,
some of the voices.
You've missed a few episodes? Yeah, everybody already
oh.
knows and it's already
I
been
didn't
covered.
Know. Oh, shut up. Leave me alone. I'm tired.
I mean, if you want to get into another
like,
nod
that's
like
actually
that.
Kind of cool. I like that. The fact now that he's Zordon.
You know who Jason is, don't you?
Huh?
The reason Jason is named Jason Lee Scott is because he's Jason Scott Lee.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
He's the dude that played Bruce Lee
in the
Dragon, the Bruce Lee story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
And yeah. his final role in The Crow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's Brandon Lee.
Well, yeah, that
oh,
was a song.
Oh,
that's
mind.
Brandon.
Yeah,
yeah, that's Brandon. Never mind. Sorry.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, that's what his name is.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know if the others had names that were
Kimberly
like that.
Kimberly Hart.
I'm sure that if I got crazy about it, there
Zach.
Probably is a play on everything.
I don't remember Zach's last name.
But I don't know what it
and
is.
And then you have Trini Kwan, which they couldn't really... People were having problems with her name.
I wonder... Yeah, they were messing her name all up. I wonder, and I can't guarantee this, but the fact that her name is Trini Kwan, I wonder if that deals with the martial arts she does, if that was supposed to be like a reference
possibility.
To
possibility.
Yeah. I don't remember Zach's last name, so I can't tell you. I don't right now. They said it in the movie, but his is the only last name I couldn't remember.
I never remember Zach's last name.
No,
ever.
And then you have, like you said, Kimberly Hart.
Yes,
and I don't.
She's. Don't, is it ironic that Kimberly Hart is the Pink Ranger and Hart is the Star Sapphire?
Oh, Zach Taylor.
Taylor.
There you go.
I hope
just kind
that.
Of. Kind of interesting. Regardless, I think that's all the nods I can think
right,
about.
As of right now, yeah. No,
well, nods, yes, but now we got to get into...
cameo.
Let's
talk about the cameo.
The cameo.
So, okay, we're jumping to the cameo yeah. right off the bat?
All
right.
Well,
you
said
no,
nods
no, no.
and
go
said
ahead.
Nods and cameo.
I did yeah. say, okay.
And the cameo that we noticed was...
one that a lot of people notice.
Yeah.
I'm
like
going to say...
It's like at the very end of the movie, basically.
When
like,
when
oh,
all
when
every citizen of Angel Grove was staring at the Megazord... Two people stood out, and that was Amy Jo Johnson and Jason
David
Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody saw Jason coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody
now, the fact
saw
that
Jason
they actually
coming.
Got Amy Jo Johnson was impressive.
How did they do that?
I don't know.
How did they get her
And you
on
know what?
There?
My girlfriend had to, she had to correct me, because I swear to God, when I saw those two standing there, there was a guy standing behind Amy. I swear to God, I thought that was Austin.
Dude, I was... This was messing with me. I'm 100% sure I'm wrong, and it happened real fast. But when the Megazord steps, well, it wasn't the Megazord, but when they step on
the pads,
the footprint,
the bumblebee.
Oh yeah, the bumblebee.
The dude
oh, yeah.
that backed away from the car. I swear he looked like David Yost, like he was about to get in the car, and he was like, "Fucking mess my car up." It wasn't him. I'm almost 100% sure it was too fast, but it looked a lot like him.
I was
him.
Looking to
yeah.
see if the other. I mean, like I was looking for cameos.
The
yeah,
only two
and
that
I
guaranteely
I
picked out.
I want to say there's a scene where you look at a computer for like a couple seconds.
And I want to say if somebody could, like, slow it down and, like, go frame by frame and look, I want to say there might be something there, but it's one of those Easter eggs that's, like, literally you blink and you fucking miss it.
I'll bet you there's stuff hidden actually, all over the movie like that.
I want to bring something up that
I'm wondering if there was a
about.
Tribute in there to...
What?
About how Amy Jo Johnson didn't want to be part of the Power Rangers stuff anymore.
That's what it was.
But she's going around touring with...
Now.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what brought her back.
She might be more open now.
I don't know what brought her in. Like, I really don't, because I'm telling you, she was massively resistant. She'd never done a con, never done panels, never done appearances, never done public interview.
And now
she's starting to do it. She never talked about the Rangers, like nothing. And then out of the blue, she was like, ah, whatever.
I heard that most of the original Rangers showed up for that premiere in L.A. when they had a premiere.
Yeah, but they can't get Austin and JDF in the same building.
Yeah.
Unless they lie.
They did.
And they tried when both of them at the same table?
From what I heard, at the L.A. premiere, they were there.
At the same table?
Not table, but sitting on the same rows. One row had the remaining original Rangers.
I have to see that footage. And I'm curious how much money was put into it. Because I'm going to tell you something. Austin and JDF were scheduled for cons before, where they would purposely not tell either one, and JDF actually called out of a con 2 days before the con went over because he heard Austin was going to be there. He caught wind of it and was like, I've got other things to do.
Well,
that's how much they hate each other.
I know one image I saw from the L.A. premiere showed Billy, Tommy, and Zach together. But
yeah, Amy wasn't there all for it. No, not for the premiere. But
I told you,
she does not
show up.
But I saw
Austin, Jason, Walter, and
David
were all there.
I'm surprised.
And they actually stood side by side for it.
I'm actually surprised. They
got
a lot of money.
They did a classic picture for it.
They got a lot of money.
You ever think that maybe
hold up,
they're
if you
starting
can find
to bury
that
the hatchet?
Picture?
No, they were given money.
Yeah,
they were given money.
And more than likely, Austin stood at one end and JDF stood at the other with Walter and David in the
middle.
That
problem has consisted for a long time, and JDF has even openly challenged Austin to fights over how much they really do not get along. And I think, and I'm sorry if I badmouth your favorite guy on the planet, I actually think it's Jason's problem. Because Austin, when they talk to Austin, he seems like he's well over it. And Jason is still kind of holding a thing against Austin because Austin claims to be a martial artist.
Actually,
and Jason, like, takes offense to that.
Oh, did you find
it? It goes Austin, Walter, Jason, David.
I was close.
Walter's between the two of them.
Yeah, because Walter could actually probably take them if there was a fight.
Even
actually
he's
break
finger,
them the fuck up.
So here's the picture.
Screen
and
captured.
By the way, the
yeah, I'll
what I
you,
was
Scott.
Yeah, what I was thinking of is when you see Billy's computer, it shows him and his dad in the background. Nice. But yeah, when you see Billy's computer, it's a picture of him and his dad in the background. I was wondering if it was Walter.
That would be cool.
But I couldn't tell
because
eyesight.
You know, when it comes out on DVD or on Blu-ray.
Oh, I'll slowly watch it.
We will slow that bitch down.
The same rate that I
looking,
watched Batman
in
v
this
Superman.
Movie, I was looking for a tribute to the original Yellow Ranger, Trini. The original, I can't, her name is, I can never say
it. It would have been neat to give one of them, like, what would have been neat and interesting is if, you know how the new Trini, which, by the way, LGBT representative, mm-hmm. I believe she's supposed to be a lesbian in in this movie.
A lesbian?
Lesbian.
Yes. Yes.
But,
a lesbianian. Wait,
but
what?
It would have been interesting if she'd have said, you know, girlfriend troubles or whatever, and if maybe in her bedroom there would have been a photo of, like, somebody from a different school that she would have been interested in. If there would have been something like that, a picture, or if it would have been a different representation, like one of the characters could have had a sister that's no longer around, that could have been the photo of that sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something I was looking for a tribute to her.
That would have been... Because, I mean, they could have easily played off the fact that the actress actually is dead, and they could have used an old photo and said, that was my sister.
Right.
Yeah.
And that would have been an interesting play. Right. And it also would have helped... I mean, if we're talking into the atmosphere of the movie, you want to jump into the atmosphere? Because
yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I was surprised.
The atmosphere is kind of different at the beginning than towards the end, so...
It's in some places, it's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's offset by how much comedy they were able to interject into the movie. Fuck!
That's another thing that we were right about.
What?
Fucking Kimberly is goddamn bipolar depressive.
I told you. She was bipolar depressive in the original series.
Yeah, but they pointed out even more fucking, like, they stamped that motherfucker literally with the scissors that get stabbed into the wall.
Because it was fucking Saved by the Bell with martial arts,
mm-hmm.
they weren't allowed to really jump into these problems. Like they weren't allowed to jump into the problem that, like, at one point, one of the Rangers ends up living with the other because, like, her parents took off or some shit. Like, yeah. I don't remember exactly what happened, but two of them ended up living together.
Wasn't it
for
Kimberly?
A while.
Wasn't it Kimberly and Trini?
Are you sure it was Trini? Are you sure it wasn't when Aisha came in and her parents booted for some reason?
Or was that Kat and Aisha?
See, I can't remember. But two characters ended up living together because of parental problems.
I know when Zio happened, the new yellow.
Tanya,
yeah. When she came over, more or less she had to stay with Kat. So
is that maybe what I'm thinking? Because she had no parents?
Yeah, because
she came from the past?
She came from the past, yeah. She has nobody.
I think Trini could have been like, you know, having
like
a
sleepover with Kim. I thought Trini and Kimberly were staying together for a little while.
Yeah, they could have had like quite a few sleepovers and stuff. So.
Well, for a while, they kind of hint, I guess this could have went into the nods, they hint at the fact that Trini doesn't stay around places very long, which is shown to us in the original series because she took off to her grandma's for, like, almost a season where she wasn't there.
Right.
Remember, she would just, like, make random appearances, but she wasn't in any of the main footage. They would just, like, every now and then they'd be like, oh, we need to call Trini. And what was really going on is the actress had already left.
Mm.
And they didn't have her. So they'd be like, oh, Trini's staying at her grandma's. And then something would happen and they'd be like, I can call Trini. And then she'd be like, when she'd come down already in costume, be like, ah. But yeah, remember that? For a while, she was not there. They were using these little workarounds
right.
to kind of act like she was still around. They claimed that she was off with her grandma and that she moved around a lot.
Right.
Well, in this, she specifically says...
3 schools, 3 years.
Yep, I don't stay around anywhere very long. Which also gave them an out. Because if that actress chooses not to stay around, they could easily be like, you're Aisha now. And they could drop a new character in there.
Just to be fair, I don't think they're going to do that just because from the interviews I've seen. Like, these new actors and actresses, they're really excited to be Power Rangers.
Oh, don't get me wrong. If they stick around, I'm all for it. But they did give themselves an out.
They gave themselves an out just in case. But when you were talking about darkness, man, I'm going to tell you something about that campfire scene, man. That was some heavy shit. In certain cases, when Zach was talking.
The fact that Zach's mom is going to die?
That was heavy.
Well, Zach felt like his mother could die at any
point. She's going to die.
She's dying.
Yeah,
he's dealing with way more problems than he even let on, because if you want to dig into what he said...
I was going
to
say, I actually know how he feels about his mother, because it's how I feel, too.
Well, he mentions a couple of things.
Right.
One, she's sick.
Mm-hmm.
We see her.
Yep.
She's sleeping all day, day and night.
And we watched him put her pills
in. He is cooking for her. He is taking care of her. She lays in a bed. He spends his time with her. This is all good and everything, but if you really want to dig into what's going on here, they have no money. They're living in a trailer park.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Money is dwindling.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fast.
Mm-hmm.
And she might die. Like, this is really hard, dark stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like,
when they talk,
I understand and I feel
Zach,
for Zach.
Zach has, when you talk about the 5 Rangers at the campfire scene, which I thought was a really good scene.
I like how they brought these kids together. And I've mentioned this before. I don't like the fact that Power Rangers doesn't take its time. It just starts and these kids are...
Five
greatest friends ever because...
Dude, the character development and bringing them together I thought was really good.
And they just learn how to fight monsters day one. They don't have to train. They don't have to prepare. They just take these kids...
Guys, it's just a hologram.
They take these kids...
They started...
They put them in spandex.
It took them...
They drop them into Nightmare.
Yep.
And these kids are like, let's save the world.
This time, it took them days. Literally, because Jason was marking it on the wall. Yeah. It took them days to figure out how to fight.
Yeah, they had
they
to
were,
learn.
None
not,
of them
not,
were
not just fighting.
Some of them had fighting
they
skills.
They were marking how many days yet. Until they can morph.
Well, when you look at it,
yeah, but that's but we're talking about yeah, they no. had to train.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It wasn't just yeah. morphing.
When you yeah, when they first,
well, not every
Alpha
kid
basically
had
says, "You guys have 11 days. The world will die in 11 days. Get fucking to
yeah,
it."
Yeah, but it's what's interesting
I
is not all of them.
It was like 11 months. Wait a minute, 11 days.
That's actually a joke on how he would see time, also,
yeah.
by the way. That right. little
yeah.
reference.
Because he's been stuck in the ship since fucking
the prehistoric
day
time.
1 BC.
You know what I have at least one happy moment of?
What's that?
He said, what day is it, Monday? So 65 million years. So 65 million years. Monday. Mondays are okay. I can deal with a Monday.
Because it wasn't a goddamn Tuesday.
Because it wasn't
Tuesday.
A fucking Tuesday.
I wish it would have been a Tuesday.
I would have pissed me off.
I would have loved that.
I would have been
no,
so
Nick
mad.
Literally in the theater,
I looked
he
at
goes,
Seth and
thank
I was like,
God it's not a goddamn Tuesday. I'd have been pissed.
I'm going to tell
like,
you something.
Calm down, guy.
When you look at
if
that
they
scene,
said Tuesday, Nick probably would have walked out of the
movie. Nope.
I like,
if they would have said Tuesday, I would have ruined the movie for everybody. Because I would have been like, Tuesday? Fucking Tuesday? Really?
What I liked about them bringing them all together is that they weren't friends. They barely knew each other.
And they shouldn't be.
They
and
knew.
At, yeah, and so, at the no. campfire, they were like, okay, once we're Power Rangers and kind of done, it's like,
she was
are
like,
we going to be like friends?
Are we friends? Are we Power Rangers or are we friends? What are we? And what
they're, I... Their group, we have to admit it to ourselves, no matter how much we like the show, their group makes no sense. You have a Valley Girl hanging out with a career martial artist who hangs out with a
break
dancer
yep.
who hangs out with a genius, and we're not talking small league genius, we're
no.
talking like possibly the greatest scientific mind on their fucking planet, who also hangs out with a lifestyle martial artist.
Right.
What?
In real life.
How did these fucking kids meet?
Find me five of them teenagers.
How did they meet? There was a fucking earthquake. They all bumped into each other, right? As Zordon says, Alpha, bring me five teenagers.
But they were already friends.
Attitude.
But they were
yeah,
already
those,
friends.
All goddamn five already... of them were raised in the same orphanage, and they had guardian figures, so they fucking lost their memories, and then they came back together.
Except
one
for
guy,
one. One guy knew
one
about
guy,
it. He didn't have to say anything.
Because he didn't use that bullshit.
Yeah, he didn't use that bullshit.
There's a trope from Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah, he didn't. He never told anybody that he knew that Rita raised all of them, though.
Right,
and,
right, yep.
Yeah, right there. There's the
so
story.
Rita and Zordon are technically married?
Yep, definitely.
Yep, got it.
And Zordon is actually Robin Williams.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of voices sounding weird, was I the only motherfucker that kept thinking that Bill Hader wasn't sounding like Bill Hader as Alpha? Like I kept thinking Alpha was sounding more and more like Patton Oswalt as time went on.
Well, I think they distorted
they
the hell out of his voice.
Alternate his voice because of being, you know, robotic.
Yeah, they distorted
stuff.
The
yeah,
hell
they,
out
yeah,
of his
they
voice.
Distorted it on like several different occasions, but I mean like just as Bill Hader was delivering lines, it started sounding more and more like Patton Oswalt instead of fucking Bill Hader.
Maybe he wasn't supposed to sound like Bill Hader. He's supposed to sound like a robot. I mean, you've
could
seen,
have been a strange acting
he was
choice.
The hater
I don't
bomb.
Know.
You've seen
yeah,
Bill Hader in real in live action and real stuff, and
could
you know he doesn't really have a robotic
Jersey
voice.
Alpha.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Yo,
it
yo,
been
yo,
Jersey
Rangers.
Alpha.
No,
no, Nino Jersey Alpha.
So.
But when you get to that scene and they all not all of them talk about themselves, Zach had the heaviest moment, obviously.
Easily.
Billy doesn't have a dad. His dad died, what, 7 years ago, he said?
Yeah.
He broke it down to the exact time. I'm not going to do that.
It was like 7 years, a couple months, a few weeks, and some days.
I'm like, no, yeah. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say 7 years.
Well, but at the same time, they also claim that Billy's on the autistic spectrum.
He is autistic.
You know
he is autistic.
Did? You noticed what they did with Billy as well?
What's that?
They played the Aerith card on him. They focused 90% of the movie around making you like Billy. He was incredibly enjoyable from the very first second you seen him. There was something that drew you to Billy
yep.
from the first second he was put on camera to the moment.
Now, I'm going
to
tell you something. They made it so obvious that he is the heart of the team.
Yeah.
Like, no joke.
They also prove
well, I mean,
something
when,
that we've talked
when
about.
When they're around the campfire, he's like, you know, The only thing I had was coming up here with my dad.
But
you know, coming up here with you guys
is just as good.
It's just as good.
But they proved something else that's very interesting about Power Rangers that I've talked about before, is that there's a weird emotional spectrum thing, almost like the Lantern Corps, that's taking place in Power Rangers. Because when she was looking for who would know, the reason she knew Billy would know is because he was blue. No other reason. She went to Billy not because he reacted a certain way, not because she knew information that they didn't know. She
said, "Little miney, blue.
Yeah,
you know." And he was like, "I don't be knowing shit." And she's like, "No, because see the color blue."
No shit.
And she told him what he was.
Please don't make me kill Black. I will kill Black.
So those powers are somehow tied to a type of emotional spectrum. They're like rings.
So, Billy and Trini, I think Trini had a little bit more of a heavier moment than Billy, just because of she's fighting with her sexuality, which is obvious. Her parents...
And she's part of one of those hardcore traditional families.
And she feels like she can't...
Pee in this cup! Now
she feel like she can't.
I'm sorry, I have to go back to a Christopher Titus joke with that. It's like, you know, everybody, you know, they're thinking that one of these days, you know, everybody's going to become dysfunctional. Where, you know, the mommy and the daddy with the house and the white picket fence. Yeah, those guys are going to be the fucking freaks.
Right.
It's and like, then, yeah. In that entire movie, that family is the fucking freakiest family.
Now the other two, Kimberly and Jason. Kimberly said, "Skip me, not today." No,
she basically said, "I don't wanna."
And Jason is like, and then Zach was like, "You tell us about you."
It's like, kind of, you all know,
you know who I
am.
You guys know who I am.
Jason said, "Look at the Breakfast Club. Everything you need to know."
Yep.
Oh, very Breakfast Clubby.
He was pulled from the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
This movie
is very easily the jock from the Breakfast Club.
This movie,
they dropped
this movie
him.
Might as could have been
Their detention
Breakfast
Club was Breakfast Club.
This movie could have been Breakfast Club,
the
Rangers
Power Ranger movie.
But
I still need to watch that.
Dude, Breakfast Club.
Yeah,
you haven't seen Breakfast Club?
No.
Even I've seen that movie.
That's important. It's very important because if you look at the original Power Rangers was superheroes. Voltron,
Saved by the Bell,
or kaiju monsters,
yep, Saved by the Bell,
and Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
This is Breakfast Club, superheroes,
yep,
and kaiju.
Yep.
And
guess what? Which is kaiju.
Yep.
Technically, yeah.
It's giant.
Giant monsters.
Giant machines.
They've referenced robots as fucking monsters for years in kaiju, so I can do the same. Those are kaiju
Mechazilla.
Films.
Yeah, Mechagodzilla was a robot, and he's considered a kaiju.
Yeah.
So, if you look at it that way, this actually does the exact same thing that the Rangers did, but they modernized it to the ideas that would work today. Breakfast Club?
Would work better than Saved by the Bell.
Superheroes, which the characters even go out of their way.
So are we talking about Iron Man, or are we talking about...
Those got to go to work.
Later, Bill.
So are we talking about Iron Man or like Spider-Man?
Right.
I feel like I got bit by a spider, but I feel good.
Yeah,
so they even go out of their way to reference what they're stealing from. They're like, we're going to have Iron Man suits and Spider-Man powers.
Yep.
I think that this was...
And everybody already fucking knew with the goddamn Megazord. Oh, Transformer.
We knew it
was going
to be a Transformer.
Step on yellow car, kick it. Bumblebee.
They even went out of their way to make a Transformers reference to even more drive the point home.
When does Megazord...
They know what they're stealing.
Megazord... no, sorry. It was... Jason's
we,
T-Rex.
We this, like, a Zord, a super... No,
it's like a Mama Zord. Wait. A Megazord.
Well, I liked
Mama Zord. Mama Zord was cool.
I liked the way he delivered that. He was like, "We're like the best thing ever. We're like a Mama Zord."
Wait,
that's lame. When he first said it, it was like he had it, and then he was like, he kind of heard himself say it out loud.
Like, wait,
and he
no,
was like,
no, that worked
oh,
better
wait.
In my head.
Yeah, that
it's
worked
like,
a lot
no,
better.
No, I think,
but it wasn't the greatest thing ever, though. Because it wasn't the ultimate.
Oh, God damn it. Sir.
Soon, the next movie, we get a Dragon Zord, by the third movie, we'll have a Dolph cameo.
I'm kind of curious how it would look, the Dragon Zord.
Hopefully cool as shit.
it worries me a bit because if they still keep with this idea, they'll show us what the American Godzilla looks like as a Transformer.
No, I want to talk about since we're
that's
now,
what
since
it'll
we're
be.
Talking about the Zords.
I actually like them.
I want to bring this up. When we saw the toys,
they were like,
wow, the T-Rex looks like it got his skin ripped off. The Zords look so much better in the movie.
They look like Transformers.
Other than the beetle mastodon looking thing, I still can't see that as a mastodon.
We couldn't really see it. It's multiple legs,
but at
though.
The same I'm tell time, you the, it's like we I, said when we reviewed the trailer. Alpha instills looks like motion.
He looked good.
He looked all right.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you one thing. One thing that I was very,
arm alpha.
Very pissed.
No
what's
shit.
That?
I was watching this movie.
Okay.
And I was waiting for something to happen.
Okay.
And it didn't happen. And it literally pissed me off. It was gone real fast.
Okay.
I was pissed, and then I was over it almost immediately. But I did feel a moment of, fuck you, movie.
What's that?
Fuck you.
Caterpillar placement.
No.
Oh, wasn't that?
They get pushed into a pit, and the Megazord motherfucking rises.
From the fires.
You know why he rose? Because those motherfucking Zords cannot combine feasibly.
Yeah.
It's not fucking believable that those things took themselves apart and connected into one another and formed what I saw come out of that pit. So instead, they were like explosion, smoke, Megazord.
We did see some stuff somehow piece itself together. But
it was more or less just
through the
pterodactyl.
The pterodactyl piece.
We carry on.
You saw the
pterodactyl piece together with the fucking Tyrannosaurus.
Let's talk about
that. Pissed me off a little bit, and I got over it real fast.
I was also irritated.
Yeah, because you were still pissed off about product placement from your work. Because you ain't getting no money from fucking movie product placement.
Yeah, go ask for that dollar raise for that Power Rangers money, Bill.
A dollar. For those of you that somehow don't know, Caterpillar's been on a wage freeze for over 12 years. But they paid all that money to get that tractor in this movie.
When I was talking about the Zords, I thought they looked good for the most part. I like how the T-Rex looked after actually seeing it.
Pterodactyl was really
the pterodactyl
sweet.
Looked cool. The Triceratops looked the saber-toothed tiger finally because I kept looking for it. I'm like, where are the fangs? I can't see the fangs. I saw the fangs. There's just guns on her face.
Yeah,
and it. And I saw the
face guns.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with that.
You know, I think the only thing that killed me about the pterodactyl is, like, the guns come out.
Yeah.
They, like it's a fucking Death Star laser. Like, they charge up, and I'm waiting for, like, single straight particle beams, you know what I mean?
Like from a railgun.
All of a sudden, yeah, exactly. All of a sudden, it's just
too,
like,
but then it was like, and
I'm like, oh, motherfuck.
I expected it.
No, let's...
Well, honestly, in a lot of things... For sci-fi stuff, they actually do have weapons kind of like that where it does charge up, and then it fires like a chain gun.
Yeah, it's like bolts.
Let's talk about...
Like Star Wars fires bolts.
There's two
they
other
don't
things.
Actually fire lasers.
At least for me, there's two other points I want to make about the Zords. One, I like how the pterodactyl was able to lift them, because when you...
That kind of added an element
need,
to the way that the Zords could work
when you
together,
need, when you
but
need to
separate.
Stop, when you need to stop an evil... Ranger from destroying your planet, you drop a Triceratops on her.
Yeah, that was cool shit. Billy's like, oh shit, what button do I push? What button do I push? Bink!
And it almost was like
it's
an
like
EMP
a pulse
wave.
Yeah, like, whips out and Rita's like, oh shit!
And then I want to talk about...
Having
I know-
Rita fight was important because we waited for that our entire childhoods and never got it.
Yep.
I want also want to know your opinion about when the Megazord came out of the pit and... From our show, we all know that they sat in one compartment. What did you think about them each controlling a different limb? Separated.
Okay, first off, let's insert Pacific Rim here.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, you guys are going to have to skip me because that's basically what it is in the new Sentai.
Yeah, but okay.
Yeah, we already saw the picture.
Here's
that
the
one.
Thing.
Yeah,
here's
I know, but I've been watching that show things. Like crazy.
Shane. Even though this was really cool,
okay,
I still think the Megazord looks like ass. I will not back down from that.
I told you that the Zords look cooler now.
Yes,
the Megazord is one of the bad points of this.
I noticed he had the little horn things. I liked that he had the little horn things. I was like, they kind of tried. Then I saw the rest of them. I was like, eh.
So,
but regardless,
I'll give him like a 25% boost because motion at least made him a little bit better. Like when they tried to move and didn't realize that they have to move independently,
and
it falls right on their fucking face.
He was still Megamus. Like, he was clumsy Megamus Prime.
Yeah.
But here's the thing I have against the control scheme of the new Megazord.
Okay.
No matter how much me and you like each other, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to control my left leg. Okay. I will control my right.
Okay.
I need you to help me pivot kick.
Got it.
I need you to help me fight this here brigade
so we can go home and get drunk.
In order to make the rest of the kick happen, I need Jason to know how the body works when you do a side kick. And I need the arms, each one of the arms, controlled individually by a different person, they need to know how. So in the one motion that this leg kicks off, the body comes across, the hips swing out, this foot goes forward, this hand comes up, and this hand goes out to create the balance so that when our force comes back, we'll land back on both feet. I need each person to do exactly that.
Okay.
Perfectly.
Yeah. On your first time doing it.
After their
Billy Sparks,
fall,
yeah, but at least
That is one thing that I did have a problem with,
right?
Is
I
that
lose?
After their blunder, and they fell, and they got back up, and Jason was like, "Okay, we need to work together."
Basically, every person controls a body part. Who controls body parts? Okay, even that Spartan kick that Billy does is impractical.
He was like, "I wish I
because
could control
as me
an
as
arm.
The left leg, wow. I have to hold the balance."
Yes,
while you lift your shit up.
And he doesn't give warning. He's not like, I'm going for that kick, guys.
No, he literally just says, man, I wish I had controlled an arm so I could throw a punch. Spartan kick.
So he goes up into the Spartan kick. Now,
the weight has been distributed
if I'm
now
the other
my
ranger,
side.
If I'm the other ranger in the other leg,
yeah.
And I'm, of course, paying attention to what I'm doing because we're walking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about to lift my leg to walk when all of a sudden this leg over here starts going up.
I'm noticing that the weight is now all on my side,
which
and
means
I'm like,
but the two arms had to tuck in and move forward. The body had to pivot across so that the weight moved forward, and the guy on the other leg had to realize fast enough that I was going up so that he could redistribute the way we were standing.
I'm going to tell you something. If I was Zach in the left leg, and I'm like focusing, I got to focus on walking, and they're like, I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Why didn't you fuckers tell me?
Yeah, I'm fucking falling to the side now, you
guys,
douche.
Fucking warning!
Yeah, so the control scheme
they
is
got,
completely
they were able to perfect it on the second attempt.
That should have took... If you want to talk about where the training montage should have been...
Should have been with that.
Piloting a Zord.
Yeah.
Because...
okay, here. Kimberly is some girl.
Right. Cheerleader.
Okay.
She was a cheerleader.
Former cheerleader. Former cheerleader.
They didn't send out power coins that all of a sudden went into Ferris airspace and got a fucking Air Force pilot.
No.
They found some girl
they
and
found,
told her, this is a jet.
They found a former cheerleader and it's like, hey, you're going to pilot a jet.
That's
she's
a
be
jet.
Like, she's like, cool.
Okay. That's just like riding a bike. I got it.
I even like how Billy even says, like, oh, this is different from a van.
Right.
And, yeah.
Because it is. It's alien tech,
and everyone
first
gets
off.
Checked. Everyone gets checked into the Matrix, too.
And when they're running up to the awesome epic Power Rangers theme throwback, Billy's running backwards.
Oh,
everybody figured it out. Everybody figured out. And
except for Billy.
Zach's second attempt, he figured out how to pilot his, because the first time he went all crazy. The second time, he's like, I got this.
Yeah, and
he also
and the
had
first
his
time,
suit the second
time. The first
time.
Time, they're heading towards that fucking van, and I'm like, how do you not see this? How do you not see this?
Oh,
how do you not see this?
Then
they come to the
for
inside,
it.
And it's a bunch of nuns just watching the road and singing. And I'm like,
I was,
you motherfuckers with your cop-outs.
I waited.
Fucking
and watched
Rangers
that van.
Ex Machina up in
I was
bitch.
Waiting for them to go to the van, and the driver be like, the fuck is that?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you miss a gigantic beetle mastodon?
They had the spirit.
True.
Yeah.
They did. They did.
They were touched by the Holy Spirit.
They were, because that thing missed them by like that.
Yeah.
And they never noticed
and
it.
And they never... How do you not? Wouldn't the fucking ground shake from something skidding
they
past you?
They were feeling the power.
But when
Shane.
They got into their Zords, Jason, Trini... Kimberly figured it out instantly. like Nick was saying.
Well, they were also in their actual armor,
which
power
which
suit,
gets
which
you...
they even said it's like
yes,
these become an extension
yep.
of you.
Okay,
and
as even
long as you're in your armor,
and I'm willing to believe that, but if that's true.
They explain
your spinal cord plugs into this machine.
Yeah, but like the Matrix.
Yeah, via the Matrix.
And yep. I still don't care. Keep your fucking mask on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know why that bothers me so goddamn much. Just like Iron Man in the middle of a fucking war zone, his faceplate goes up. Ka-chink! I need to talk and you need to see my face because I'm an actor. Bam! You're fucking dead.
You know, I have a theory on that. While I don't care for it myself because I would like
to... Oh, and by the way, everybody in the motherfucking world has a camera today. Everybody. And this motherfucker has a hell of a zoom and a hell of a good fucking focus. And you are unmasked.
All I can,
in a zoom.
All I
the
can
end,
say.
They were
all,
taking pictures.
All I can say.
They were taking pictures while they were unmasked.
The only thing I can say is that
fucking,
I can't
the
quite
cameos
see you
were the first
alien
ones
tech.
To pull out their phones.
Dog
Bill,
shit.
Bill, do you want to know what I have to say about that? Stop. Don't look at that plot hole.
Right. My thing about the face masks off, I want to talk about that because I have a theory.
Keep your goddamn mask
And my
on.
Theory is,
can't be done. Have to
when they're
face.
In their Zords and they're still learning, they're coming together as a team finally, when they held the line
that
and they
cool.
knew they were getting pushed
they
into
knew
that
they
pit,
was fun to be
when Kimberly
dead.
Looked over at Jason, seeing somebody's face
okay,
is in a more
yes,
emotional...
I'll give you that, but... Why couldn't they have done the Iron Man tactic?
I don't know why they couldn't do the Iron Man
tactic. Because we saw Billy's face, even though the mask was still on,
right.
when he transformed.
Right. Yes, the very first
so
time.
So why couldn't they do an OPEC view or something at that one moment?
I don't know why they decided...
Where we saw their faces through the masks, but the masks were very much still on.
Maybe they felt like it would be a better connection
it
if
is.
You could see the
it
face.
It is a better connection in that moment. But for the most part, there's something about the hero takes his mask off. It's just as dumb as when I read the new fucking Spider-Man Renew Your Vows and Mary Jane's way of hiding her fucking identity is a tiny Robin Hood mask. Tiny little Robin mask from the 1960s and a ponytail with her actual hair. And then somebody sees her save somebody and starts snapping pictures and she's like, no pictures, I gotta get away from here or somebody might figure out who I am.
Put a real mask on.
Put a real fucking mask on.
Clark Kent! Oh, excuse me.
No.
Goddamn
no,
hair.
Because they actually explained that
shit. Yeah, I know, it's still stupid as shit.
Yeah, I know.
But, regardless, yes, that scene was better. Hold on. When they plug into the Zords.
Yes.
They plug into the Zords. It's in my spine.
Yep.
It's in my spine.
If I'm to believe that it becomes an extension of myself, which we were given evidence of because when she started folding up the pterodactyls,
she was hurt.
It physically hurt her.
When the
almost like being plugged into an Ava unit.
Yep.
When
the pterodactyl caught fire.
Have you ever
she
walked
said
backwards?
She was burning.
Yep.
Have you ever walked or ran backwards? How did you not notice that shit? And how unconnected with yourself are you if that becomes an extension of yourself and you can't tell your ass is running backwards?
It's
a funny scene and
funny
it's enjoyable.
Scene. It's a funny scene.
But that one little scene, if we are to take it seriously and plug it into a serious, realistic thing, then when the Megazord turns into five individual pieces and each person has to control a piece, in fucking possible, Billy can't even tell when he's walking backwards.
Okay.
There's no way he can.
I remember when that scene popped up and it was like, go, go, and I seen all the fucking Zords. I'm like, where's the Triceratops?
And
the first thing you see is its ass. I'm like, why is its ass? And he's like, guys, I'm going backwards. I was like, okay, funny scene.
Yeah.
Very funny scene. But I'm the left leg. I have to rely on you to also move your side of the fucking thing.
And you can't even point your ass to the back.
So don't Spartan kick.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you'll probably be like, ugh, and you'll be kicking backwards.
Mule
guys,
kick.
I'm mule kicking. Yeah, well, he's in front of us, dipshit.
And once again...
No. He probably thought about a mule kick, which made him do a Spartan kick.
And which, once again, Billy, thanks for the warning.
Yeah.
I'm tipping.
The Megazord is... I don't like the Megazord at all.
I'm going to tell you
don't.
Something.
I like the way the Zords stood on their own. When I loved that fight.
It was
well done.
The Zords...
I even kind of let the Goldar thing go.
Goldar was kind of
weird.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for real quick. What do you prefer? When they said that it is made of pure gold, which it was...
Because
do you prefer?
Oh, the staff was made of gold.
Dar.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that real quick. Do you prefer a monster being made of pure gold?
Dar.
Yes, Dar. Being made of pure Goldar and a big monster, or do you prefer a monkey in a gold suit?
Here's what I would prefer. Here's what I prefer. This is honestly what I wanted to happen, and I was hoping that they were about to
and
blow my fucking mind.
I know Goldar didn't talk. I know Goldar didn't talk, but at least he didn't. Rangers.
They instilled his loyalty to the Empress in a couple of scenes that made me be like, okay, I can feel that that's like his attitude. But this is what I wanted to happen, and it never happened.
What's that?
I wanted the gold for that to be his form and for him slowly throughout the course of the fight to harden and take shape.
Okay.
I thought he was going to be a melty mess that slowly but surely formed into armor, and then that all those features and that big apish King Kong scary fucking winged freaking monster would have appeared inside of it slowly.
I
would have been like, that was brilliant.
And
it would have explained why he's different. Because in the show, we never got an explanation why Goldar is not expendable. Every other monster, she's like, go down there and don't come back until you fuck Rangers
but,
up.
But the
and
second...
then the monster goes down and it dies and she's like, fuck it, make another one.
But when Goldar goes down...
they go out of their way to get him back.
Yeah.
Right.
They're like, no, bring Goldar back.
Because it's not every day that you make a tarantula that just happens to look like a giant King Kong ape monkey.
Well, to be fair,
it would have been
an interesting in this new movie, she even called Goldar my friend.
Right.
So even though it's really hard to tell from our show because it's nothing but stock footage. But if you watch the Super Sentai and Bandora and whatever Goldar's actual name is in Japan.
Not Goldar.
That's not Goldar. It's something else. And he's far more ruthless than he is in our show.
I thought it started with a B, but I'm not going to say it because I can't remember
when you,
it.
Maybe they actually are friends. Maybe they just never say it, but maybe that's why. Like, I don't want my friend to die.
There's some kind of strange respect.
Get
like,
your ass back up here.
He sees her as a great empress, and there has to be a legitimate reason that she hasn't fucking gutted him yet.
Until, you know, Lord Zedd showed up, and he's like, bye,
say,
Rita!
Right.
I'm going to go with the scary dude.
The comics... they're kind of cloning Goldar there.
Goldar seems to be a big focal point for Rita. Like she can send millions of putties. They're all going to die. She can send that weird upside-down pumpkin head man.
He's going to die.
Upside-down pumpkin.
He was a rapper.
Rapping.
He rapped.
I remember that guy.
You can send the skeleton man with the fucking fedora.
He's going to die.
But Goldar, you get your ass kicked, get your back ass back up here. Because if you die...
they run backwards like Billy.
You run backwards like
Billy. Tactically fall back.
And then...
all the way home.
So, like... they're friends. In this new series, they're friends. In the new movie, they're friends. She even called Goldar my friend. And when she got fucked up by, I don't know, a Triceratops landing on me...
another reason I would have liked it to take form and gone solid over time is... here's something that really confused me.
What's that?
That thing was winning the fight, the entire fucking fight.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question.
What's that?
And there's no way you're going to be able to explain this one to me.
Probably not.
Out of everything they did,
okay,
they shot, they bit, they put a fucking guy through the torso.
Yep.
Two stabs to the titties, dead.
Okay.
Rita was also inside of it at that point.
So... Rita came out of it.
My biggest problem
after
is
that. Why
unfortunately,
didn't you get back up?
When Goldar was winning the fight and she went and they formed the Megazord and she went inside him and you saw he glow green, all that meant was that he's more powerful now.
Yeah.
Because he's siphoning her power.
And
so now,
if he's even more powerful, two stabs to the titties?
Only thing I can explain is that we don't have a Megazord or, you know, the power sword. Power swords?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, we had to release German
two
suplex.
Two stabs? We put, in yeah. his weaker form, we put a full dinosaur through his torso, and it did not stop him.
Maybe...
In fact, after that, he was still strong enough to fight all Zords once and push him off a cliff.
I have another theory. And let's just say that this theory works with the Megazords. I'm connected. What if when Rita went inside of him, she was connected? You get stabbed in the titties and tell me you don't come out like, ouch.
Okay, that's fine. Then she came out. Why didn't he stand back up? He's his own personalized entity that can survive a dinosaur through the chest.
I can only explain half
of
this.
Stab wounds this big. Dinosaur wound this big.
It might be the fact that Rita took a lot of damage from it, and so he siphoned a crap ton of his energy to make her not dead.
Heal her.
He healed her in the middle of the fight.
Yeah.
And she popped her ass right back up and was like, bitch.
I see this as a massive plot hole. It does not make sense to me.
It is, and I can only come up with half a theory.
Dinosaur-sized wound does not stop
but
you.
But let's talk...
It's like watching Dragon Ball Z, where I shoot a planet-sized beam and you knock it out of the way, so my next idea, I'm going to form this tiny orb.
No. Don't throw the tiny orb. I can't knock that away.
That tiny orb is more powerful than everything.
Because they do that in Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. They'll be like, this is my strongest attack. And they'll shoot, and the guy will get hit. And he's like, I survived it. And he's like, my God. All together, let's destroy him. And they shoot tiny, tiny beams smaller than the size of their hand. And the
you're referring to Vegeta when he fired his most powerful attack. And it literally went off the fucking planet. And Cell just like, regenerate. But then at the end, when fucking Trunks dies, he's like, pew, 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 pew,
tiny beams of death.
And then
I'm like,
shit.
Why in hell did you think that would work?
When your most powerful attack didn't work.
But in the Power Rangers universe,
it does work.
Dinosaur through body. It didn't stop him, guys.
Getting shanked
quick.
Dead.
Stab him twice.
I want to talk about when she came out of the fucking Goldar.
And
she
was
talking.
And he's hollow also. He's hollow.
Yeah.
You can see that he's hollow, and two stabs somehow killed him.
Yes, because Billy literally went right through him.
There's nothing in there.
No, there's nothing
in there.
No, he's nothing more than a walking gold monster.
I would have believed if they had to blow his head off, because it was the only thing that had like a thing.
A solid thing there?
That dude trying to say
something. There was like an energy there, right?
No, don't fucking worry about it. I'm trying to help Shane learn shit, but don't worry.
We gonna learn somebody?
I just tried to help you.
So, Goldar in the Sentai is actually Griffozer.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Griffozer?
Yeah. Like Griffin Dozer. Griffozer.
So he's a... Oh, I like that name, but...
So there you go.
He's a gold-plated Griffin monkey man made by Caterpillar.
That is nearly indestructible, except for two stabs.
He's a Griff.
I'll remember that when I go back to Rangers. I'm like...
Which is the reason why if you watch the first episode of Power Rangers,
they're
fighting Goldar, and all of a sudden the Megazord is like, call the Power Sword, and they get it, and he's like, I'm out, bitches, and he fucking went away.
And then you know...
Because he was like, I can't get stabbed twice.
And they stab me, I'm dead.
And so they stab me, I'm dead.
And they throw that
stabbies
fucking...
Stabbies are bad.
They throw that Triceratops at me, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just don't stab me with that sword. Yep. I can't handle shanks.
It's his weakness.
But when she came out of Goldar, and she was like... And they was like... No, we will take you to Zordon. He will judge you. Zordon, judge me?
Fuck your face.
I am worthy. And when she jumped up to...
Backhand.
I love that it was Trini's arm.
Because I'm still under the
Trini
impression.
Trini was pissed at that
Well,
bitch.
Trini broke into her house and literally threw...
Rita
broke into her house.
Busted her fucking room up, choked the bitch.
Threw her around and...
Slit her throat up a bit.
Yep, and then she's the one that gave the final hit. Bitch!
Don't worry, that's not even the best part.
Hercule.
The best part of that was literally me, Nick, and Bill all at the same time thought, bang, zoom, straight to the moon.
Well, no, my initial...
I'm going ding.
Well, yeah. my initial thought was, Team Rita's blasting off again! Ding.
To which then Nick goes, going to the sun, going to the sun, going to the sun! To which I turn to Nick and go, are you fucking kidding me? This is a Power Rangers show. They ain't got that kind of aim.
Oh.
She went right to the moon.
And she got sent there without her staff and coin.
Yeah.
She probably dropped it when you get bitch slapped that hard.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You guys, it's always been something with me. I analyze things like crazy.
I'm positive that response, while you guys were kind of enjoying that, I'm 100%, I'm going to reiterate right now for the second movie, Rita and Zordon were an item. Something came between them. And it could have been that Aquitar bitch. And it could have been what led Zed to manipulate her to go against them. Because when they say, we're going to take that staff, take that coin, we're going to turn you into Zordon and he can decide. And her face, it's not like that's my enemy. It's like they physically fucking wounded her. She was like, no.
You
fuck
know,
him.
It would make a lot of sense. Because
she was even trying to talk some shit like, Zordon ain't nothing but a bag of hot air. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Well, actually,
he's lying
to you.
He's a
wall of hot air.
Well, you know what I mean.
Let's analyze that theory. I like it because beginning of the movie, Zordon's crawling. How many Rangers are there? Six, if you want to include Rita?
We're going to say there's six because there's five and a green.
And the first one, the only one that you see besides the green and the red was the yellow.
Yep, and Zordon crawls straight to her, and it almost seems like they had a moment that went beyond, this is my comrade.
Now let's go to our time period. The only Ranger that Rita went after, personally, in their own home,
was
Trini.
The yellow. And what did she say? I was like you once, young, beautiful. It's like she's been scorned.
That was changed from the trailer, too.
Yeah.
Because in the trailer, she's like, I've killed other Rangers.
That's because they didn't want to give that away. I'm positive. I'm putting it here right now. This is my theory. Zordon and Rita were a thing. Aquitar Lady came between them. That's why she hates the Yellow Ranger. That's how Lord Zed manipulated her. That was a relationship that ended badly, and you know what they're already building towards? A relationship that ends badly. Jason and Kimberly, just like I said in our show, those two...
Yeah, they were...
There's something happening
there.
That
was cut from the movie, too. The kissing scene that was in the trailer.
But there's something happening there. The indications are still there that those two are becoming something. And Tommy's going to stroll in.
Yep. Of course he's going to stroll in late for detention.
And he's going to fucking spin and kick. And Kimberly's like, bye, Jason.
Actually, I got a question here.
And Rita will be like...
And you know who's going to be like,
oh, now you know how I felt, dick.
And Rita will be the one that'll notice something and be like, oh, fuck. Or this will be a reason for Zordon to interject like, all right, look, I'm not supposed to like...
intervene like this?
I'm not supposed to intervene and tell you how to live your life, but you don't want a relationship on your team like that. And then that's going to cause Jason to be like, you know what? Don't fucking tell me what to do. Fucking guy in a wall. And that's going to be why when the Green Ranger strolls in, there's nobody to defend them.
Guys, I just thought of something.
What's up?
Remember during their talks when they were talking about how they got powers and stuff and were in the cafeteria and stuff like that? The camera panned by on someone else for a while. Could that be the guy who's playing Tommy? Since when they were talking about Tommy at the in-between credit scene, they were seeing his first time in detention.
Okay, that indicates that he's already a student.
Yep.
So could it have been the guy from the cafeteria?
Wearing a green coat?
I think it was like green and white.
Yeah, but at the start of the movie, they weren't wearing their colors.
No.
But I think he had like green
and
white.
And that was
on
a complete fucking fashion statement back then. How do you know I'm the Red Ranger?
Because you're wearing all red.
Oh, by the way.
I don't know.
Anyone who wants to go to this movie and try to play Spot the Leader, Zordon will ruin it for you.
Yeah.
Me and Nick kept wanting to turn back to you and be like, Shane,
Spot
the leader.
And he's like, Red Ranger, you're the fucking leader. It's
you're the Red Ranger. That means you're the leader. It's like, ah, damn. We can't play. Zordon just fucking gave it away.
Zordon, kind of a dick.
So then...
Well, when you had to raise, you know, Malcolm, Reese,
Dewey.
We could probably do this for another hour, but our show is only supposed to run an hour. We are at an hour and 8 minutes, so...
You want to rank it?
Guess what we have to do?
We have to rate it?
Ah, fuck, hold on.
No,
are we going to
rate it like
device.
A normal movie rating out of 10, or are we just going to do a normal 5 out of 5?
I think we should just do a normal 5.
Our rating is 5.
Okay, so we'll start with you, Seth.
Oh, Fuck.
How about we start with the Nick? It's a 4.
4 to 5.
I thought this was a fantastic movie.
Okay, that's a good
like,
score.
This is definitely a movie that I could go tell friends of mine and be like, look, I know you don't really like the Power Rangers because you're old.
Damn.
And you're bitter.
I'm fucking
and you hate life. But go watch this fucking Power Rangers movie. This is one of those that I'm going to go tell my parents and be like, Mom, Dad, I know for a fact you guys thought it looked kind of cool until you found out it was Power Rangers. Fucking watch
Dude,
the movie.
I'm totally going to do that myself. As if my parents are going to be like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Because my parents
well,
do
no,
not care.
Like my dad was like, me, Mom, and Dad went and saw, I can't even remember what the hell it was not long ago.
Fantastic Four?
No, Jesus Christ.
Damn.
But no, we all went and saw a movie together, and one of the trailers was the Power Rangers trailer. Mm-hmm. And Dad was sitting over there, he's like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Those suits are pretty sweet and stuff. And it popped up, it's like, Power Rangers. He's like, psh, well, fuck ever. It's like, no, you're going to fucking see that movie because you were excited. Until you saw Power Rangers pop up.
What about you, Seth?
I don't know. It's still difficult because, like most people, I expected this to be basically Hollywood dog shit trying to cash in on the fact of, oh, Power Rangers is a thing.
But you actually were surprised.
Well, I went in with low expectations, in typical fashion, sitting next to Nick during the entire movie and cracking jokes helped. Because anytime it got slow or boring, which...
It happened a
I
want to
say, yeah, it was only a few times. Like, the I fact of, where is the Zeo crystal? Oh, it's under a Dunkin' Donuts.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
Or, sorry, Krispy Kreme.
That was part of the jokes we made, remember? Krispy Kreme.
Best
product
rapper,
placement.
Best rapper ever. Look him up. Make your motherfucking... Weak. It'll make you weak to listen to the stylings of Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. But yeah, because I turned to Nick and I was like, why didn't they just make it a Starbucks? Because there's always a Starbucks across from a Starbucks that's across from a Starbucks.
Which is
keep
also
that bitch
from
looking
a Starbucks.
For an hour and a half. Where is the Zio?
It's not been like
Starbucks.
Starbucks.
It's in McDonald's.
that's another good one.
She'd have been done for. She'd have been like, where is McDonald's? There.
There, over there, and up on that mountain.
Are you just talking about normal McDonald's, or like
actually,
if it's connected
McDonald's
to
Shell?
Wouldn't she be asking what is a McDonald's?
Well, considering the fact that when she got to the fucking donut shop, she sat down and had a goddamn donut.
Yeah, she ate a Krispy
and
Kreme.
And all of us, like, I know, I literally physically face palmed. I was like, oh, for God's sake.
I lost my shit bad when she ate that Krispy Kreme. I was like, oh, shit!
But yeah, considering the fact that I went in with, like, low expectations and actually came out enjoying the shit out of it, 4.1.
Okay.
Like, I agree with Nick. It's something I would definitely recommend to people. Because a buddy of mine was talking to me last night over Facebook Messenger. And I told him, I said, yeah, me and the guys got to go see the Rangers movie, so when we can review it. He was like, yeah, I don't know about that, and this and that and the other, and I'm having issues with it, and they're not going to do like this, and what's up with Bulk and Skull, and blah, blah, blah. And the fact that they removed Bulk and Skull, but they replaced it with two cunty-ass cheerleaders
and
some douchebag ginger guy.
That one dude was supposed to be Bulk.
Yeah, I know.
Just no Skull.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, the bullies in this are two whiny cheerleaders, which you kind of find out why they're whiny, prudy bitches.
Which get very little screen time.
Yeah, and then you get fucking a ginger douchebag who ends up in the same car as...
Ginger douchebag.
Well, he ends up at the ass end of the movie, he ends up jumping in the convertible with the two, you know, bitchy prom queens.
Right.
And as they're like, oh my god, the city's being taken over by rock men. And they're like, they're bullies, right. Whatever.
Scott. You're the one I'm most interested in.
Did Shane give it a score?
Yeah, Shane.
No,
Seth.
Yeah,
Seth
I gave it a
score.
4 for him, 4.1. You're the one I'm wanting to know the most.
Yeah, it's kind of true. You usually, as soon as somebody says reboot, remake, or remaster, you're like, fuck that.
So I have been.
Yeah, you were the one that was most adamant against this, but I know you had a good time with it.
So I'm actually curious.
Because
especially with
too.
Not one, not two, But three German suplexes.
No, we probably had a lot more than that, too, with the hologram.
I don't
training.
Know. Yeah. Wait, did you hear my John Cena joke, too?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, throw that shit down.
Yeah, it was like out of nowhere. It's like if, when the Zord busted out and this German suplexed Goldar, and I was just like, and his name is Zord Cena! Seth's just like, God damn it, Nick.
And Scotty is face palming.
And I've done my job this eve.
So.
Wow.
But yeah, normally I'm like, fuck reboots, fuck remakes, but this one, no, it was good, it was great.
People rejoice!
But of course,
I think it's because even,
there's like issues here and there that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Like the placement of the Tommy Kimberly cameo.
I thought that was one of the
best
places.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the best spots for it, especially since they were the first ones to pull out
cameras
and be like,
take a picture of this,
record video, upload YouTube.
Expecting maybe a little bit more cameos. A little bit more.
Yeah, but you could have run the risk of falling into Ghostbusters territory and overdo it.
I know. But I mean, some of the stuff we did get, some explanations, well, some backstory on the characters, which we barely had with the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
It was, yeah. You're all Rangers now. Kick those putties' asses. This one, it's like, oh, shit, you actually have a character. Cool.
And actually, Zordon had a character, too, now. So
Yeah, Zordon's not like, I'm an interdimensional being. Bye.
And one thing.
Yeah, and the fact that Zordon started off as like a butt munch, and then, you know, eventually he was like, yeah, all right. I'll calm down.
I'll throw y'all a bone. Fuck yeah.
And one thing I loved, and actually loved, Tommy is coming in. Everyone was so hating with the fact that Tommy could show up. Everyone online, everyone who making comments and stuff, it's like, no, don't throw in that loser, don't throw in that guy. It's like, dude, fuck you. He's part of the legacy of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
That's because over the years it has become standard practice to claim Tommy as the best Ranger, and a recourse to that is that people that like Power Rangers are now kind of falling into this, it's cool to hate Nintendo.
Yeah.
It's cool to hate Tommy. Like, he's not really that great. Most overrated Ranger ever. And you could claim that in some cases because he has a Final Fantasy VII presence.
Yeah.
He's the greatest fucking thing ever because.
Oh, I mean like you and the Dolph.
Yes.
Bill
only that's not
Dolph.
Because I give facts sometimes.
Yeah, he gives out facts as to why
the
Dolph is the greatest. Whereas Tommy has facts of why he's the greatest. Like the fact that he could be his own
Ranger team
along with the 6th and possibly 7th Ranger, depending on where you go and what shot
still not
you
enough.
Thankfully not 13.
Yeah, not
13
yet.
13 is too goddamn many. 12 is fine.
No, don't say that. They'll take your idea.
So what's your score?
But on top of that stuff, it's like, yeah, I really, really enjoyed this reboot, even though it's a reboot of a TV series, not a reboot of another movie like Ghostbusters. Well, crappy Ghostbusters, crappy Fantastic Four. But I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm dropping to 5.
Holy shitmongers! Well, this man is a 5 in it!
Although I also didn't like the
Hell
Chronicle
over.
Twilight beginning.
Hold on,
darkness,
I gotta look outside.
Yes,
Seth,
I am dropping
this.
A 5.
Hold on, is it snowing?
Which I would like you to understand something, Shane. That means this Power Rangers movie
is far
greater.
Nukes
than
have not
Dead or
fallen,
Alive
we're
2.
Still alive.
Yes, I gave this movie a 5.
Damn.
Well, I guess it's my turn.
Well,
Scotty.
Wow.
You get the 5 of highs.
There is only a few things that I found wrong with this. Like I said, I didn't care for the Megazord, but whatever.
Yeah, the Megazord shape and design is...
Character development, bringing them together, I like that, actually. Way better than what the show ever produced.
We're dumb enough to all stand right here during the earthquake. That's why we were chosen. Because Zordon was like, Those dumb motherfuckers won't ask questions. Bring them straight here.
Damn it, Alpha, they're asking questions.
Why are they asking questions? Viewing globe, no.
I'll be going now.
Rangers, I am Zordon, and I need you to save the world. Why? God damn it! Stop asking the questions and just agree. But
hey, Zordon. Check it out. I found a pet. Its name is Goldar.
I thought Alpha was cool. Now that we got to see him move and everything, he was.
And the fact that Alpha's a Namekian, like Nick said earlier.
Yep. I cracked the joke if he's a Namekian. He's got whippy, stretchy arms. Yep. He goes, whoosh! He goes,
Bringing, character-wise, these are Rangers that I would like to see continue to be Rangers in what they're saying is a six-part movie series.
Six or seven, I think.
Six, that's what I heard.
Fuck yes! I think the
original plan, I think, was six or seven movies.
Yep. So. Yeah. And I would like to see these actors come back because I thought they actually did a really good job. And so, other than, like I said, other than the Megazord looking like crap, I give this a 4.5.
Damn, it seems like I'm the hater of the group. And
Bill,
we're rolling with fours and fives up in this.
What band. Do you yeah, give this?
All right.
Fantastic, a 3.
No.
Bill's
no.
Fuck you too, bitch.
No, they handled themselves very well here. They really did. I like the fact that the characters were a lot more realistic. And you know me, I'm a fan of incorporating actual drama where these kids might have issues from time to time. Like, I love the Boom Studios comics because these kids are not just like. They're not just dropped into a war without consequence on their psyche. I'm a Gundam fan. I like the idea that kid suffered damages due to the life he was put into. Because of that, I enjoy their characters. They seem more real to me.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure how that detention works, because mine was very different than what they're enjoying, but regardless.
Same. Yeah.
Especially when you could be late.
Yeah, you could just be late.
And the teacher
comes
just
walking
going,
in, and you're just like, I'm going to the bathroom, piss off.
Yeah, I never got to be like, piss off, I'm going to the bathroom. Oh, and I have to ask real quick before I drop this rating, was that dude supposed to be Ernie? Is that where they all hang out now? Is that Ernie's detention center?
Future you know Scott, make an Ernie's detention center sign.
You know what?
Make it so.
My question is, we know why Billy was in detention. We know why Kimberly was in detention. We know why Jason was in detention. Zach never went to school, so detention.
That's why.
Yeah. Why was Trini in detention?
Because she's the new girl.
New girl! Detention! Why? Because you're new, damn it!
She just wanted to know what
stupid
it was about.
FMG.
Everybody hangs out at
Ernie's
detention
center. Mm-hmm. You know what? I like that.
That's
why. To be fair, let's look around. Go find me a juice bar.
Oh, they're all destroyed now.
Yeah.
So is the Krispy Kreme.
Yeah,
you can't
so
even
the
hang
Krispy
out at Krispy Kreme.
Which could have been the new Ernie's Krispy Kreme bar. But instead...
The Krispy Kreme bar.
It's
we're gonna,
Ernie's Detention
we're
Center.
Yeah, the closest they got to a restaurant cream. Of them with them hanging out is like
the cafeteria.
Quote, fight scene. No, the quote, fight scene with the fucking piece of pie on a fork.
Oh, yeah, that was actually pretty sweet.
I thought that was actually kind of cool when they were fighting over that piece.
Yeah.
And not one motherfucker
in that
place happened
like,
to look
no,
over
fuck?
Like, what is going on?
Nobody. Everyone would just they're like flipping forks and slapping hands. And
they were probably like, look at those two losers. Let's not even look at them.
People don't notice stuff, Shane.
True.
Can't be done.
But.
So anyways, I'm okay with 90% of what I saw through the movie.
Ernie's detention
I don't know
rocks.
Why. It bothers me. The helmets, that fuck,
Scott,
that drives
that
me crazy. I don't know
there
why.
There are little things, but that's why I didn't get a perfect
and
score.
And I don't like the fact that the Megazord did not form. It just stood up.
Yeah.
It melted together.
I'm not sure how that happened. Five dinosaurs fell into a pit. One
Optimus
was
Prime
broken.
Came up.
One was broken beyond repair that we would understand. Her wings were broken and folded around her like a tin can.
Right.
And then the Megazord rose from the depths of an explosion.
You oh my God, he got altered beast.
You, Bill, don't need to worry about that. Enjoy the cool movie.
I'm guessing that since Zordon can just do things in our dimension, he could just do things in this one too. So maybe that's what happened.
Bill.
Don't look at that plot hole.
Please look at the viewing globe. And it was the viewing globe at?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the viewing globe was that weird thing in the center.
All right.
That's the morphing grid.
Here it is.
It was also the viewing globe.
I'm going to drop points for no Ernie's Juice Bar. I mean, I guess the detention center is fun.
Ernie's Detention Center. That's what we're going to call it.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing their face. I would have preferred the Iron Man see-through area every now and then.
Yeah.
And I do not like the way the Megazord looks. I fucking hate it.
Yeah, that's a big...
I detest the way it looks. You'll get a chance. I'll let you talk here in a second. So, if I'm to drop... Oh, and there's no viewing globe. That takes away one of the biggest jokes in our show.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to have
to... I just told you.
Well,
the morphing
considering the... Hold up, because in this universe... since Zordon is the Red Ranger, he's not pervy Zordon. He's jackass Zordon.
I would like to say also, this show is not above making characters do things that are unexplainable. Like when Billy was able to look at what I noticed was dots, and he said, "This tells the story of warriors of the past. Great Power Rangers were chosen from all..." I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 what's he talking about?" And he was like, "This mass of orange and white in front of me tells me all about this stuff. And the Zeo Crystal."
And you know what? Not one of them. Not one of the other Rangers.
And Zordon was like, "You're right." And I was like, "No, he's not. How did he know that shit?"
I like how none of
those
the...
Because, Bill, because eeny, meeny, miny, blue.
Those are dots. Dots on orange.
Blue, damn it.
Don't you realize that blue knows everything?
He somehow
he's
was able
blue,
to look.
He's blue, dabba-dee-dabba-know-it-all.
And that is the morphing grid, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
We've finally seen the morphing grid. That's what the morphing grid is.
Yeah, the morphing grid.
And he was able to look into the morphing grid and tell me stories. I don't understand how that happens.
You like,
and neither does he, goddammit.
You know, Zordon was like,
"How did he do that?"
No, he was
just
like,
"Play along,
Billy. You are right." And then he's thinking in his head, "Wait a minute, I didn't even know that. How does fucking kid figure it out?"
Yeah,
Alpha, write this down.
we must scribe this upon my wall.
Then
I'm at a 4.5.
Clear my viewing.
4.5.
I actually believe this movie is very solid, and if the movies continue with the same attention, this could do nothing but get better.
See, I feel bad for giving it a 4 now.
4.5.
See, I was trying to be like a little
now,
bit more.
Now, here's the question I have.
But like,
do you want me to go ahead and tally this up, or should we add the bonus score?
Bonus score.
Bonus score.
Gwynny. Oh, Gwynny Bud.
What did you think of the movie?
I give it a 5.
Hey, Gwynny Bug.
All right. Well, to be fair, she was dancing when the music was playing. I was as well. But
was I. We were all.
We all were.
No.
What did you like the most about that movie, really?
The Megazord.
Oh, snap, Daddy.
That's my daughter right there. So I can't even be mad about that.
On you.
I can't even be mad about that, and I'm
so
still
yeah, because she actually sat
Megazord
through the entire
Gwynny,
movie
like?
And was fairly
Megazord. You should have seen her face. When the Zords were, when they stopped and they were like, "Hold the line," and they started firing and everything was going on, and he started pounding them, and she was like, "They can't win. They need the Megazord. Why don't they turn into the Megazord?" And I was like, "Because they can't.
And they
don't
got
know
shoved
how."
Into a pit, and then boosh.
And yeah, she enjoyed the movie a lot once it started. Character development, not such a big deal to a 5-year-old.
Once you get older, you will
so
appreciate
you like
that character
fight?
Development.
Yes, and I also like the part where they shooted in the line.
Did you? What'd you think about Rita?
Well, really mean.
That's my kid's opinion on the movie. So now you have the 5-year-old perspective as well. Which dropped a 5? Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, hey, can I amend my score? Because I feel like a major hater. And I was like, these guys are going to be like assholes with this scoring system. I thought you were going to drop like a 1.5, Scott.
Well,
just because reboot. And then you're like, fucking 5. I'm like, oh shit, I'm the hater.
So yeah. Where's this
I don't
want to
be
sit?
Hating. This thing, I
well, let's see.
Raised
we have...
right up to a 4 or 5.
Oh, so you actually want
to yeah,
change
I
it?
Actually
okay.
do, because right, I was can... trying to be kind of critical of it.
Should you the hater now!
I did not want
should,
to
should
have
we,
Bill cussing
should
me
we have
out
the
because
ladies?
I gave it too much.
Should we have the ladies score too and give their opinions?
We can, if they want to.
I don't know. If a Punky in and Amanda want in.
As Shane,
I
like,
say,
shows
I
the
say
mic
though
down
we have
throat.
There's 6 Rangers, we have 6 scores, but I mean, whoa, now to 45.
I think,
holy
I think
fuck.
That would probably be a good thing to stop with them, but I mean, we could give it up.
I yeah, I was about
shit.
To say.
I'll give it a 4-7 just because I didn't like their faces being shown.
Thank you.
And
I
hated
that.
The Megazord. It was awful.
I have to agree with
but
Shane about the faces at the end when they were being crunched
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
That would have been weaker, but there's something about seeing their face that takes it out for me. I don't know. I'm like you. I don't
yeah.
like
I
that.
No,
if they would have done
it
just for that scene, like, hold the line, and then, like, the faceplates would have come undone, and they would have been like,
on. That would have been
fine. Shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. They should have opened up at that one moment to, like, get a final look at each other or something. But I don't
yeah.
know. Something about that bothered me, too.
But
yeah.
I also appreciated all the cameos to the original series that they made the movie.
Yeah.
Because without that, the movie probably wouldn't have been as good.
Punky, what you got? Okay. So Punky's giving it a 4-7 as well. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4,
Punky's
5, 6,
Punky's been in
6,
pain
7.
Lately.
Okay, so that's
she doesn't want
8
to hear on mic.
Divided by...
Oh, boy.
Carry the 8.
Uh-oh.
This movie ranks at a 4.625, so a 4.63.
A 4.63.
Now,
a damn fine movie.
I will add an asterisk to this. We literally did just get done watching the movie, hanging out in the theater, like, parking lot for, like, 15 minutes, driving home, setting up, and getting shit done. So, it
now,
might still
on.
Be a little bit of hype, but...
Just for that idea, this is our score today.
Yeah.
Because I
when
said
it comes
there's...
out on Blu-ray...
Yes.
We
yeah.
will do another one where we can
in case
sit
there
and do
in case
it
there's
again.
An ultimate... Director's
no,
cut.
Not even an ultimate cut. If they just release the Blu-ray, I say we come back.
Rewatch it.
Yes.
And then
because,
do this again.
Because sometimes you can get lost in the hype and the excitement of what you've just done.
Yep.
Let it die a bit. This is our, we just went to see it. This is what it feels like when you walk out of the theater. Feels good. Let's see what happens when you bring it home. Because sometimes that does change your experience. That might be a screen movie. Like, the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man was developed with the theater in mind. So when you see it in the theater and he swings through the city, the camera work is designed to work with that screen. We don't
yep.
have that there, screen. So it's never as good as it was.
I was going
to
say, there's yep. something else I'm going to bring up. When I was trying to find listings for the Power Rangers as far as like theaters, no 3D... No IMAX.
Good.
Just standard.
Good, good.
That actually helped it a lot then.
Yes.
Because I think they avoided specific
we can actually,
cliches.
I don't know, bring it home.
Well, it helps it avoid... When you put a movie into 3D, there are specific cliches that have to happen. They have to attack the screen. They have to do the stupid running towards thing. They have to do the itemized lightning bolts that cut across your viewpoint. They has to
Scott,
be trees.
Lightning bolts.
Yeah, there has to be
more
there
lightning
has to
bolts.
Be trees in your way so that they can add dimension. Like they
the,
fall
the
into
stupid, the pterodactyl
Park.
Needs to fly at you and
quick,
shoot.
Yeah.
So
I have a quick question.
Like
quick question.
Flying by your
they
head.
Fall inside of a trope when
what?
They do
yeah.
that.
I completely forgot about this part. But quick question before we end the episode. What did you think about the lightning bolt, the actual symbol for Rangers?
Oh,
well,
you mean
no.
at the very end,
yeah,
when Kim drew it out.
Yeah,
like, what you
oh,
neat.
And they were throwing,
but there was a big
throwing
chunk
around
of white
the piece
in there.
Of paper like it's a ninja star, all quick as shit.
But no, if you looked at the lightning bolt, there's a big chunk of white.
Maybe it wasn't finished.
No, it was finished. It had all 5 of the colors. it also had a chunk of white in it.
Dun dun dun.
It was funny when the leader said, "Make a line."
That was funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
Okay.
All no, right. What was funny was when one of the golems pushed the other golem underneath the Goldar's foot.
I love that. Yeah, I laughed.
It was like, shit.
It was like, nope.
I'm a dick.
So is that that?
I think that's that.
The funniest part to me was when Billy was explaining how he got detention by blowing up his lunchbox.
Blew up his lunchbox.
In his locker.
And then the credit scene where a locker blew up.
Yeah. That might have been me. Might have been, sorry.
Might have been me.
All right. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.